So the past couple weeks we've been discussing the isser of lo sasun iti elohi chesav elohi zav, the isser of making things that appear like godly. We can't make God, obviously, but we discussed making pictures of the sun and the moon and the stars, and we spoke about people and statues and gedolim pictures. And I wasn't going to talk about this third inyan. There's a third area of replicating the Beis HaMikdash, the dimension of the Beis HaMikdash and the various kelim. I wasn't going to discuss this, but it happens to be, this past week, someone asked me the following shaila. His wife just had a baby, so now they need to get an extra candle, so now it's time for them to have a seven-branched candelabra. So when he went to the silver store to buy it, the lady says, to shaila whether or not you're allowed to have a seven-branched candelabra because the Gemara, well, she didn't say the Gemara, but she apparently knows her industry. So there's a Gemara that says you cannot have a seven-branched menorah, which is the third example of lo sasun iti elohi chesav elohi zav. So I use that as an opportunity to discuss this. It is halacha l'maisa. And those of you who know me, I get very excited when it comes to the world of kudshim. I don't have oftentimes to teach the world of kudshim and karbanos and the Beis HaMikdash. So we could here now fuse together some halacha l'maisa with some hilchos Beis HaMikdash. Let's look inside number two, the Gemara, the source for this isser of replicating the Beis HaMikdash in the various kelim. Now this sugya and avodah zarah mem gimel, these were the Dapim we were discussing of the source of making the sun and the moon. But just take note as we read through the Brisa, even though the sugya is talking about the pasuk lo sasun elohi chesav elohi zav, this Brisa does not mention that pasuk. Just take note of it now, and we're going to bring it back later. Gemara says, number two, lo yase adam beis bayis tavnis heichal, a person shouldn't make their house the dimensions of a heichal. Now, I don't know if you remember this, Mikey, or not, but we once went to Rav Kevi Targan's house, Sukkis time, or maybe before Sukkis, he was building it, and it meant nothing to us at the time. We barely knew what a Beis HaMikdash was, but he said that the dimensions of a sukkah was built like a mini Beis HaMikdash. Do you recall this at all? Oh, anyway, so he made it not, it couldn't be the dimension of the Beis HaMikdash. His house wasn't that big. But again, it was in the ratio, proportion of the width and the height and the length and everything, was trying to make a bayis tavnis heichal.
King David Hotel
model. What?
King David Hotel
yeah,
model.
Exactly. So then, tavnis achsadja, tavnis ulam. You can't make your achsadja like the ulam in the Beis HaMikdash. A chatzir tavnis azara, shulchan tavnis shulchan. You can't make the table of the shulchan with the 12 lechem upon him. And menorah tavnis menorah. You can't make a menorah like they had in the Beis HaMikdash. Aval, what you are allowed to make, says the Gemara, oseh shel chamisha v'shel shisha v'shel shmona. You can make either five branched, you can make a six branch or an eight branched. Our menorahs or chanukiyas are eight branches, right? So that is permitted. The shamish might be a ninth one, but you cannot have a seven-branched menorah. Lo yaseh afilu shel shar mino matechos. So what was the type of metal used to make the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash?
Gold.
So the Gemara says, not only gold, but shar mino matechos, other types of metal. Silver, bronze, whatever metal you use would be bechlal this isser of replicating the menorah. Comes along now Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, af shel eitz lo yaseh kiderech she'asu beis chashmonai. You shouldn't make one of wood either, because the chashmonai made one of wood as well. So this is already getting excited for Hanukkah now, that when it came to the Hanukkah, it came to the story of the chashmonaim, so the menorah was broken apparently, they had to rebuild one, make one out of wood, according to this opinion. And the Chacham responded back, no, it was actually made of barzel, it may look like wood, they didn't think it was really made of wood. So there's a shaila in Mitzi, it's what happened during the times of the Chashmonaim, whether they made a wooden menorah or not. So now there's 2 days in the Gemara. Are you allowed to make a non-metal menorah? Everyone agrees a metal menorah of seven-branch menorah is aser. Gold is aser, silver is aser, any menorah of any metal. But what about non-metal? Glass, plastic, wood. So that's two opinions in the Gemara. The first opinion thinks only metal is aser. And then the second opinion, Rabbi Yossi, Bar Yehuda thinks any material, even eitz, is going to be aser. So how do we paskin? So the Rambam writes in Hilchos Beis HaBechira, Aval osehu menorah shel chamisha kanim, o shel shmona kanim, o menorah she'eina shel matech, saf api she'esh la shiva kanim. Rambam paskins, there are a few atayrim, either five-branched, six-branched, eight-branched, or you can make a seven-branched menorah if it's not made of metal. So glass menorah is permitted. A plastic menorah is permitted. That's how the Rambam paskins. Because the Rambam paskins, when it comes to building a menorah, in number 4, Hilchos Beis Bechira, when it comes to the actual menorah in the Beis HaMikdash, he says, how does the menorah have to be made? Shiva kane menorah ma'akvin zedze. You need 7 branches. And jumping a few words, Bein Shahayasa Shel Zav, Bein Shahayasa Shel Shar, Mine Matechos. You can make it of any material. Ideally gold. The Pasuk says Zav. But if not Zav, you could use silver or any other material. But when it comes to, look at number 5, Im Asam Shel Eitz, O Etzem, O Evan, you make it of wood, or bone, or rock, stone, or Shel Zechuchetz Psulim. Glass is permitted. That's the Rambam Paskins. It's possible for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash. So whatever is possible for the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash is permitted for us outside the Beis HaMikdash. Glass is possible for the Beis HaMikdash. Glass is permissible for us. But metal, since metal is kosher in the Beis HaMikdash, it's possible for us to make a 7-branch candelabra. So right now, this individual who wants to buy a 7-branch candelabra for his wife to light, right now it would be usher because it's made of silver. Is there any heter for him to buy a 7-branched menorah?
Wood is good or no good?
Wood is good. Wood is good.
What about if it's wood that paints gold? It looks like gold, but it's not.
Not sure. Yeah, it could be my maker didn't probably, it's fine. I don't know for sure, but may Mars iron reasons would be, yeah, I don't know. Okay, so now there's a miri I just want to point out. I'm not sure why I placed it here. Just keep this in mind. Actually, let's ignore the miri right now. We're going to come back to it. Let's just keep going further. So let me ask you, what's the nature of this iser? What's the nature of the iser of replicating the menorah? If I had to ask you, what category would you put this in? What type of iser? Where would you place the halachas of making a replica menorah? So they're found in the sugyan of Avodah Zarah under the iser of Lo Sasun Iti Elohei Chesav Elohizav, that you can't make idols, you can't make statues. So is it a din of Avodah Zarah that you're trying to do some type of avoda outside the Beis HaMikdash? Or is it, look what the Radbaz writes in number 8, V'chol zeh michlal mor ha-mikdash shelo yishtameish b'sharvito shel melech. You shouldn't use the scepter of the king. You shouldn't use the king's table, the king's mizbeach, the king's menorah. So Radbaz thinks that the iser is, you're not showing the proper kavod, proper mor ha-mikdash. To have your own mini menorah is taking away, it's detracting from the Beis HaMikdash. It's an iser of mor b'mikdash. And that's why the Rambam places it in Hilchos Beis HaBechira. But if you look at the Torah Shulchan Aruch, number 10, I didn't bring the halachas here, but Torah Shulchan Aruch, the halachas are found in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It sounds like it's a din of Avodah Zarah to have a menorah and a shulchan or a mizbeach outside. Because it appears as if you are worshipping something, some being other than Hashem. So is it a din of Avodah Zarah? Or is it a din in Mor B'Mikdash? That's the big machlokas.
Why does it appear like you're worshipping something other than Hashem? Because you're using Hashem's stuff to worship outside of the Beis HaMikdash?
Yeah. There's the discussion.
When somebody's trying to replicate it in the same way, you would think that they're praying to the same thing. Yeah.
So I would agree with you, to be honest. I don't really get the Avodah Zarah approach, like what you're saying. The fact that the Shulchan Aruch placed it in Hilchos Avodah Zarah could be for another reason. Why would he place it there? Whenever you ask the question of why was it placed in a certain area, it's only a good question if there's a better place to write it. Now, what's the problem with the Shulchan Aruch?
Doesn't have.
There's only Dal Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Exactly. There's Or Chaim, there's Evan Ezer, there's a Yardaya, and there's Choshe Mishpat. Beis HaMikdash. That's what it means. Beis HaBechir, the chosen place, the chosen house is Beis HaMikdash. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't discuss Kadshim. It's not a topic that Shulchan Aruch ever wrote about. So that's why he couldn't place it there. There's no place for it to go. So placing it in Avodah Zarah doesn't necessarily prove that it's a din of Avodah Zarah. But this is not my hakira here. The Cheshek Shlomo in the back of the Maseches of Avodah Zarah makes this ha'ara. He makes this ha'ara whether or not it's a din of Avodah Zarah or it's a din of Beis HaMikdash. I hear your point, but they still think that making a mizbech outside, it's somehow a level of Avodah Zarah.
Because it's improper worship. Right. That's about it. I know about worshiping something else.
Right.
Improper.
Yeah. So
that's what the word means, Zarah.
Right. It's
we just think
right. Like shchut echutz, let's say, for example, you shech the carbon outside the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to shech carbonos outside. Shchut echutz, even though it's outside, is not viewed as a Avodah Zarah. That's a separate iser. it's brought down in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Hilchas Tmidim and Musafim. It's not brought down in Hilchas Avodah Zarah. So I certainly hear your approach, but we're going to go with this anyways, because there are nafkaminas. One nafkamina, if you look at the Pischei Tshuva, this is what the Cheshek Shlomo himself brings as a nafkamina, whether making a replica is a din of Avodah Zarah or it's a din in the Beis HaMikdash. The Pischei Tshuva writes as follows, and this is actually going to be a heter for buying a 7-branch menorah. He paskins number 12, Sefer Tver Shlomoshe Shekasev De'im Oved Kochavim Asa Alo. Beinanju makes it for you, Mutter La Durabayis, he makes you a base, a house, just like the Beis HaMikdash. Or a Lishamish menorah, he makes a menorah exactly the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash, or a Shulchan, you're allowed to actually use it. So why is that nafkamina? If it's a din of Avodah Zarah, you can't get enough from Avodah Zarah. But if it's a din in the Morbe Mikdash, I didn't make it. The Pasuk says, don't make it. Lo, said, lo sase, don't make it. Lo sasu lachem. I didn't make it. Someone else made it. And therefore,
but
that's really...
For you. He didn't make it for himself.
But the Isser, apparently, the way it is understood is that you're not supposed to make the replication. That's what the Brisa says. But the replica, but someone else can. Again, if you assume it's Avodah Zarah, then if someone else makes it, you can't use it. But if it's a din of Mor B'Mikdash, then you'd be allowed to. Which, I hear your point. Mor B'Mikdash, you would think, so let's say the Mizbeach, the actual Mizbeach. Let's say I had the actual Mizbeach, or the actual menorah. Would I be able to use that in my own home? Certainly not. So that's the real menorah. But if someone makes a fake, then I'd be allowed to, and that wouldn't be a violation. So I agree, this too doesn't sound like such a clear psak, but the Pischei Tshuva brings it down. Yes. We're going to get to exactly the details, what makes it a replica. Now, just get a little further for a moment about this idea of whether it's a din of Avodah Zarah or a din in the Beis HaMikdash. Those who don't have it, Chafetz Hasharon, you should really get a hold of the Sefer. It's a beautiful Sefer. I oftentimes use it for my Friday night halachas, not this past Friday night, but it's a great Sefer. A lot of lumdas here, very involved. You have to be patient as you learn through it. And one of his favorite topics is also that of Kudshim, so I have a particular interest in it. So he discusses, in general, there's about big machlokas, what was the reason why we had the Mishkan in the Midbar or the Beis HaMikdash? What's the goal of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the machlokas, Rambam Ramban?
Machlokas, is it a perpetuation of Hasidim, or is it against the Avodah Zarah?
So that's one element of, but then, exactly, that's Rambam Ramban, but the idea further, what's the positive, and you're saying it's a continuation of Har Sinai, it's Ramban, which says it's a din of the having a place for the Shechina.
Right.
Hashras HaShechina. We had Hashras HaShechina at Har Sinai. The Mishkan was to take that Shechina and now have it continue through the Midbar. And the Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaBechira, was a continuation of that Hashras HaShechina. Just to have a place for the Shechina, whatever that means. The Rambam, who you said the whole point of Karbanos was against Avodah Zarah, the focus is on Avodah, on bringing Karbanos. Because the Rambam understands this, that the only reason why we have Karbanos in the first place, I know I'm going off topic a little bit, but the reason why we have Karbanos in the first place is because they had to wean themselves off the Avodah Zarah. Klal Yisrael was living in Mitzrayim. They were worshipping Avodah Zarah there. They were bringing Karbanos to Avodah Zarah. So we had to now channel that to something positive, and that's why we had Karbanos in the Mishkan. So some Taina, so that means in the future, when Avodah Zarah, we have no longer Avodah Zarah, no one's attached to it. Does that mean there'll be no Karbanos anymore? Okay, fine, that's a whole other discussion. But just very simply, Rambam holds, Beis HaMikdash, the goal of the Beis HaMikdash was for Avoda and Karbanos. Ramban, it's for Hashras HaShechina. So now the question becomes, when the Rambam writes halacha of the mitzvah to build a Beis HaMikdash, Binyan Beis HaMikdash, part of that mitzvah, the Rambam says, is making the Kalim. Because for Rambam, you have to use the Beis HaMikdash to do Avoda. Without Kalim, without the menorah, the Mizbeach, and the Shulchan, you can't bring the Karbanos. So part of the mitzvah of building includes all the Kalim. That's the Rambam Shita. The Ramban holds that the Kalim is completely separate. The goal of Beis HaMikdash is to have a place for the Shechina. The Kalim is separate. To have a mitzvah menorah, that's a separate mitzvah. The Shulchan is a separate mitzvah. The Mizbeach is a separate mitzvah. That's all separate. So now, that being the case, how does this connect? So for the Rambam, so what's the issue of replicating the menorah? For the Rambam again, I hope I'm not going too... It's for him, for the Rambam, it's a violation of Mor B'Mikdash. Because part of the Beis HaMikdash is Kalim. Kalim's included in that. So once I replicate a Kali, I'm now taking away from Mor B'Mikdash. But for the Ramban, the Beis HaMikdash is just the bias. The kelim is something separate. Me making a new menorah is not impacting the Beis HaMikdash. It's not a violation of Mor HaMikdash. It's the kelim. It's a separate mitzvah. Because the Beis HaMikdash is Hashras HaShchina. The kelim is something completely separate from that. So therefore, it can't be a violation of Mor HaMikdash, l'fi the Ramban. So Elamai, what he explained to the Ramban holds, the replicating a menorah would be a violation of Avodah Zarah. Because it can't be a violation of the Beis HaMikdash for the Ramban. Okay, hopefully that was a somewhat of a clear hakir walking through the idea. But Lamai said, at least you could walk away with the point that there is a machlokas whether it's a din of Avodah Zarah or a din in Mor HaMikdash. So now let's get through Shmuley's point about what exactly is considered replicating the menorah. What types of details? If you read through the Pesukim, it's gold, there's a certain size, the different cups and flowers, the designs on the kind of on the branches. So what is considered part of it that would be considered replicating the menorah? So if you look at Shulchan Aruch number 14.
If nobody does that, really.
No one does what?
Nobody's very precise, all the stuff it describes.
So let's see, what details are ma'akev?
Other than seven.
Yeah.
Is there enough coming up that it's going to be ma'akev regarding the shape?
We're going to get to the shape exactly. We will discuss that. Right. Sorry. We'll discuss that idea of the shape. There's another nafka mina, I guess I mentioned right now, just to bring out the point further. There, Rav Moshe writes later on, you'll see in a tshuva, I'm not going to read it inside, but there are two dayas whether or not you're allowed to make a menorah for purposes of learning. To teach a person, lislamed, just to see what it looks like. For have the Kohen practice, let's say, or just to. You know, now they have beautiful picture books. Those who learn Maseches Yuma, they have these beautiful books of what the menorah actually, what they think actually look like. Why am I getting an ad now? So the Rav Moshe writes that you are allowed to make a menorah if it's for purposes of teaching. What's his raya? Very good, exactly. Rabbi Gamliel, when he had in his house, so that was the picture of the moon. Was it this way? Was it that way? Was it this big? That? What was it? Direction? So how could you have that? It's usur to have pictures of the moon. It's a Avodah Zarah. So the Gemara says there that you're allowed to have it, l'islamit, to teach and to learn. So along the same lines, Rav Moshe says you're allowed to have a picture of the menorah, like an actual menorah, to learn from. So Rav Moshe is assuming, though, it's the same halacha as making moons. It's an isur of Avodah Zarah. But if you assume that's an isur Mor HaMikdash, do we find any other area where you can make something in the Beis HaMikdash to teach? There's no raya. His raya is from the Rav Gamliel. But that raya is only a good raya if you assume it's the same halacha, if they're both the dinim of Avodah Zarah. But whoever said making a menorah is a dinim of Avodah Zarah, it sounds like it's a dinim of Rav Mikdash. That's another nafka mina, whether you can make it to learn from. Let's go through now the details of how to actually make the menorah, whether or not it's going to be a considered replica and an isser or not. So number 14, the Shulchan Aruch writes, Vafilu below, I'm reading just the bold right now. He quotes that brisa that you can't make a menorah, you can't make a shulchan. And at the end he writes, Afilu below gevim v'kaftorim u'prachim, even without those details of the cups and the flowers, even without them, it's still going to be aser. So making just a very straight branched menorah, whether it's a circle one or it's a triangle type or a square type, whatever shape you have it in right now, you don't need those fancy cups and flowers. It's still aser. Vafilu eina gevoa yudches tvachim. The lacha is, the menorah was 18 tvachim high, which is not very, very high. That's how high it was. So even if it's not that high, it's shorter or taller, that would be bechlal the iser. So how does the Shulchan Aruch know this?
Say that again? The iser is in the height?
It wouldn't affect it. It would still be aser even if it wasn't exactly the same height.
And that specific parameter.
The only thing right now we know that makes it usr, seven branches and metal. Seven branched metal candelabra, that would make it usr. Without the glass cups or the cups and the flowers and the height, that doesn't make a difference. It's still usr, even though it wasn't exactly the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash.
And the height?
The height as well, the Shulchan Aruch says, even if it's not the same height, it's still going to be usr. So how does the Shulchan Aruch know this? So with the Gra right to number 15, the gova shel mizbeach einam akif. The Gemara in Tzvachim tells us a height of a mizbeach is not ma'akif. In fact, you really don't even need a mizbeach there. According to one opinion, that if you know where the makom hamizbeach is, you actually could bring karbanos. That's the the Shita of the Rambam. There's a machlokas in the Gemara, I know I'm going off tangent again, but I get excited about this stuff. There's a machlokas in the Gemara of Kitcha, Rishona, Kitcha Lasalava or not, Kitcha Lashaita, Kitcha Lasalava. This Kedusha, when they made the initial Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, was that now batal? Is there no longer Kedusha in Har Bayis? Or was that continued Lasalava? There still is Kedusha in the future. So there's a machlokas had a paskin. How does the Rambam paskin, anyone know?
Yesh.
Yesh, right, very good. Kedusha Lasalava, there still is Kedusha. Ravid, among many other Rishonim, hold there is no longer any Kedusha in Har Bayis. There are many nafkaminas. One nafkamina is, are you allowed to walk in Har Bayis? We assume you cannot walk in Har Bayis. There's Kedusha there. Tumahutra Tibor, okay, whole another discussion. But Rambam holds there is Kedusha even Bizman Hazet. So then the question, how do we know this? The Rambam holds in Hilchas Tmidim Musafim that Bizman Hazet, there is a chiyuv to bring karbanos, and there's a chiyuv to count Sviras Omer. Since they're connected to each other, so now you have to count Sviras Omer. So how come we don't? How come we don't bring karbanos Bizman Hazet? If it's really a chiyuv? So that's what exactly they explain is, so even though the Rambam holds that there's no Beis HaMikdash and there's no Mizbeach, we don't need that. So why don't we bring it? Because we don't know. It's just a technical point. We don't know where the Malkum Mizbeach is.
Our cousins, maybe.
The what?
Our cousins would probably be not
too happy. Yeah, we wouldn't be happy either, but there's a political problem. We don't know where the Malkum Mizbeach is. So you don't even need a Mizbeach, let alone the height. So the Gemara says, even though the height of the Mizbeach is actually written in the Torah, how high it is, it's not ma'akev, the Gemara says. So says the Gra, kol shekein b'menorah delo k'siva. Apparently the height is not written of how high the menorah is. We know it's yud ches tvachim, whatever drasha they make, I don't remember. But so certainly if something like the mizbech, which height is mentioned in the Torah, is not ma'akev, so certainly the menorah, whose height is not mentioned, certainly that height is not ma'akev. So that's how he knows, the Shulchan Aruch knows, the height of Yudches Tfachim is not ma'akev. So having a small candelabra or a big one would still be an isser of replicating the menorah. So what about the gvim of the kaftorim? What about not having those details of the flower or the cups? How do we know that? So the Shach says in number 16, D'chol ze'ed ma'akev. The halacha is, if you make a menorah without those cups and flowers, it's still kosher.
It would have been kosher in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah. How do we know this? So let's look at the Raya. How does the Shach know this? So I'm going to skip a couple pieces here, but let's jump to number 19. Let's learn a little Gemara together in Menachos Daf Chafches. Right now, what the Shach says is the cups and the flowers are not ma'akev menorah. You can have a straight branched menorah, it's going to be kosher in the Beis HaMikdash. How do we know this? So number 18 says the Gemara Menachos Daf Chav Ches Amin Aleph, Ditanya, Bekikar Zav Tahar Yaseh Osa Eskola Kelim Ha'ela. Make from a block of gold, a pure block of gold, make all the Kelim. Ba'azav, if you're making it out of gold, Ba'kikar, has to come from one block. Eina Ba'azav, if it's coming from another material, Eina Ba'kikar, it doesn't have to come from one block. If I'm making a silver menorah, I could take different pieces of silver, meld them together and use it to make the menorah. Only when it comes from gold is it kikar. If it's not gold, it doesn't have to come from a kikar. Then it says, Givieha kaftareha ufracheha bazav. So the pasuk connects it further. That when does it have the fancy decorations? Only when it's made of gold. So ba gviya v'kaftarem ufracheha bazav. If it comes from gold, so then you need ba gviyim kaftarem ufrachim. When it's made of gold, that's when you need the fancy flowers, the fancy cups. But eina bazav, if it's not made of gold, it's being made of silver or some other material, then eina ba gvim v'kaftorim uprachim. Then it doesn't require these fancy details. So what's going on here? The halacha in the Gemara is, it's only not ma'akev. It's not ma'akev when it's not gold. When it is gold, you need them. So how come the Shulchan Aruch says across the board that the details of the cups and the flowers are not ma'akev? It's not true. It's only true if you're making a silver menorah, then those kaftorim v'gvim are not ma'akev. But if I'm making it out of gold, so then they are ma'akev. That's what the Gemara says. If they're ba'azav, if it comes from gold, so then you need the gvim kaftorim uprachim. So in which case, I should be able to make a gold menorah, a seven-branch gold menorah, if it doesn't have these gvim, kaftom, ufrachim. That should be the halacha, what the Gemara says. So how come the Shulchan Aruch paskins then, that even if I don't have them from a gold menorah, it's still going to be usur. Everyone with me? Yeah, sure? Okay, fine. I know it's a little hard. Today's a harder shir. Maybe I shouldn't have given kachim. Okay, fine. So again, I'm going to repeat it one more time just so it's clear before we get to the explanation. The Gemara says, when do you need the fancy details? Only when it's made of gold. When it's not made of gold, it's made of silver, let's say, then you don't need any fancy details in the base of Mikdash. So that means, if I were making it outside the base of Mikdash, I should be able to make a gold menorah if it doesn't have the details. Because that wouldn't be kosher in the base of Mikdash. Only whatever is kosher in the base of Mikdash is possible outside. Since the kaftorim ugvim are possible for the gold menorah inside the base of Mikdash, I need them in the base of Mikdash for the gold one, so I can make one outside without these gvim kaftorim ufrachim. So there's another chakira they explain when it comes to all the kalim. It's brought down in the Ragat Shavar, and the Brisker Rav talks about this, Al Tara. Then when it comes to the kalim, it's an important chakira to know about when are the kalim considered furniture, and when are they considered kli avoda. So for example, the shulchan is in the base of Mikdash. It's a piece of furniture, it's a table that sits there, but it's also used for the avoda. The mizbeach is a piece of furniture, but it's also used for the avoda. The menorah is a piece of furniture, and it's also used for avoda. So there's certain dinim of the tsura, of the way this furniture, if you will, looks, and there's another din of how it's used, the avoda. So the idea is that, again, the Ragat Shavar and the Brisker Rav talks about this. I'll share with you the Brisker Rav al Torah, when it's talking about in Parshas Baal Oscha, how the six candles face the Ner Maravi. You know, there's a machlokas, what's the Ner Maravi? What's the Ner Maravi? Excellent, so you pay attention to the Gemara Shabbos. Fine, so one opinion says, we are typically taught the Ner Maravi is the middle menorah, and all the six candles face it. There is another opinion that's actually the second one. So let's construct in your mind that this is the base of Mikdash. So right behind me, that's east. So you walk in from the eastern part of the base of Mikdash, and you see this big Mizbeach, the ramp goes south, you go up the ramp, that's the big Mizbeach. You go further into the Heichal, and you're going to see a small Mizbeach HaKetoros with four little corners, and then the right side, which is the north, is a Shulchan, and the left side is the menorah. So the Machlok is whether the menorah goes this way, east to west, or whether it goes north to south. So if it goes north to south, the Gemara says, the Ner Maravi is the center. If it goes east to west this way, so then the Ner Maravi is the second one from here. The first one you light, and the second one is actually the Ner Maravi. It's the first one that's west. The first one's considered east, and the next one's considered west. That's the Ner Maravi, according to the other opinion in the Gemara. So we paskin that goes north to south. With me still? North to south. So the Ner Maravi is the center. And the Gemara says that all the candles have to face the Ner Maravi, they face the center. So the Rambam has this lashon that the Brisker Rav points out. He says that the six kanim face the center. He doesn't say the six psilim, the six wicks, but the actual structure of the menorah, he says, looks like that. We always think the Rambam is like that, but it was actually like that, the way the Brisker Rav understands it. So he says there are two elements. There's one element of the structure of the menorah that they face this way, bitsura, and the other one is that the candles, the avoda, the fires, the avoda, the lighting, the fire has to face it also, midin the avoda. So those are two dinim of the tsura and the avoda. And the Ragat Shavar talks about this also in this letter you have in front of you. So now, with those two dinim in mind, the Pischa, the Chavatzel Tasharon explains as well that when the Gemara says the gold menorah that doesn't have kaftorim, ufrachim, ugvim, that are missing those elements, that's ma'akev, it's just ma'akev, the tzura. The structure of the menorah, it's lacking midin the tzura. It's not the proper furniture. But midin the avoda, it's still kosher for the avoda. So that's the Tudinim. He says that even though it's not kosher for the menorah, it's still kosher for the avoda. And that's why we can't replicate it. Even a gold menorah, a straight gold menorah, straight branches, even though that would be possible in the base of Mikdash, it's only possible midin the tzura of it. But it'd still be kosher for the avoda. So that's why we cannot replicate even a gold menorah, seven-branched, smooth-branched menorah outside. Fine. So now we've established any seven-branched menorah, no matter what metal it's made of, gold, silver, bronze, it's all usr. So is there any heter to have a seven-branched menorah, a seven-branched candelabra? So there is a Meiri. I put it out of order, but if you go back to page number one, I'm sorry, just very quickly, then we'll go back. Number seven. The Beis HaBechira, who is actually the Meiri, that's the name of his Chidushim, the Meiri writes in number seven, the bold, Aval im shana behem me'at, if you change just a little bit, kigon she'asa menorah bas chamisha kanim o bas shmona mutter v'chein kulam. So it's a very important line here, the Meiri. Im shana behem me'at, if you make a small change, what's considered a small change?
He says.
He gives examples. Are there any other changes? So let's say, right, that's exactly the problem. So what about, let's say you have a menorah, a candelabra that is six this way, and then there's the middle one is high. My wife's candelabra, we have six. We have five around, and the middle one's high. That's not an issue. It's six. But let's say it's six going around, and the middle one is much taller than the others. Is that considered a shinoi? Is that going to make it a kosher menorah or not? So, unclear. Look what the Pesachei Teshuvah writes in number 23. Go back to page 4, number 23. Pesachei Teshuvah writes, Binan asher chadashim mikarov, some new types of menorahs have been being made. Osim kavanim lemlechas menorahs hamikdash. They wanted to make it very similar to the menorah appearing in the base of Mikdash. Bishinoy amidas hakadim, in terms of the way they were situated, the seven branches, the hainu. Sheosin shiva kadim, vishishimehem ma'amidim bedmus eagle. You have six of them circular. Right that way. Oh, mishulash, which is triangular, like angles. Oh, meruba, or squared, like that. And then, elu kineged elu, ve'echad be'emsa, and then one in the center. So you make them different. So now, I don't know, that's exactly the way it was in the Beis HaMikdash. One of these were correct.
Right, we just don't know which one.
We don't know which one. So some say it was circular, some say it was triangle. I don't know if I ever saw anyone suggest the square type, but either way, he thinks that they were all, these were all different than the menorah in the base of Mikdash. I don't know. One of them is right, though.
Is this
the issue? What? No, but that's the first. He says, yeah, oh. So some wanted to suggest that that was good.
Elu means three on each other, so it's a square like that, no?
Oh, you think that's what's a square? Yeah, you think a square? No, like
3D? A straight line, three and three.
I thought linear, but you think it's 3D?
That makes sense, because Kineged Elu, no?
But I thought Kineged Elu like that. They were like just, right. Yeah. That's what I thought. So, but listen, look why he argued. He didn't argue to say that's not how it was done in the Beis Hamikdash. He says, "D'yesh limchos biyadam dechol davar she'enam akev b'menorah enam akev b'isra siyas tavnisa." V'lo matzina, we don't find anywhere she'yakev b'menorah seder amides hakonim. Everyone makes a big deal how the menorah was. Was it the circular? Was it an angle? He says, we don't really care how it was. It doesn't make a difference how it was. There's no likuva of how the branches are situated. And therefore, anything that's not ma'akev in the menorah, the Beis HaMikdash, will not be ma'akev the Isser. You'll get an Isser. So let's assume for a second that the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was made circular, like that. So they wanted to make a claim, if I make it at an angle, that should be allowed. Because that's not how the menorah was in the Beis HaMikdash. And what he's writing here, the Bechor Shur writes, quoted in the Pesachei Teshuvah, ain't a chanami if it's different, but we don't care it's different. The fact that it was circular in the Beis HaMikdash wasn't likuva. That didn't have to be that way. And anything that can be used in the Beis HaMikdash would be bichlal the Isser. That's what he suggests. So even though there's a shinui ma'at, a slight change, it still would be bichlal the Isser in the Bechor Shur. And what the Pesachei Teshuvah concludes here is that v'yesh l'hachmir be'achar shu Isser Torah. One should be machmir since it's an Isser deraisa. Getting all these calls now, I'm sorry. And I should put it on airplane mode. He concludes it should be an Isser. People should be machmir to have a menorah, whether it's circular, whether it's angled, or whether it's squared. So now what about 3D? You thought that case, I don't think it was 3D, but let's say you have a 3D menorah. Yeah. So yeah, so what about that? So I don't know if it, I'm not sure if it is or not. Is that Liakuva? We don't know. So I Mamish, I really don't know what's considered a Shinu Ma'ak. That's not Ma'akiv to my understanding. So I.
So if they had the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash was a circular shape rather than a
linear,
then that would be then that would render all the candelabras.
Well, if there's seven branches.
Seven.
Yeah. I'm correct.
Seven.
Possibly.
Regardless of the height of the different kanim too.
Yeah, yeah. So that also, I didn't see that discussed. Is different heights?
Is that likuva in the mikvah?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't right. remember being brought down likuva.
It's not like any one of those would potter up the candelabra. Seven.
Yeah, the Rambam doesn't bring up different heights. You know, the fact that one's higher than the other one, I asked one person what he thought about it. He thought if it's so high that it looks separate from the other ones, then it makes it different. I don't know if that's true. If it's all connected to one piece, that wouldn't be likuva in the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So I didn't have a chance to speak to anyone. Thanksgiving is a very busy weekend. People are traveling. So, what? Kosher that way. So if it's so, I don't know at what point it would be allowed. I really don't. So if it's halacha ma'aseh, I need to ask further. It was halacha ma'aseh. I need to find out for this particular person. But this is really a real concern. There is who to rely on in terms of it. This first opinion quote here, the Miri who writes shinui ma'at. But again, what's shinui ma'at? I don't know. So I'm leaving it as a tzarach in for you guys to think about. Yeah.
With this person you're talking about, was there anything wrong with him buying candelabra with eight, he has seven. And I'm just hoping he has
yeah.
a kid or something.
Yeah, no, that's for sure allowed. That's allowed. Yeah. Ayn Hara. Yeah. Oh, Ayn Hara. That much I don't know. That much I don't know. But mitzad this halacha, it would be allowed, eight, but mitzad Ayn Hara, I'm not sure what to answer on that point.
Get a nine, then really.
fine. So one last point here. You don't have it in front of you. But Rav Avadi Yosef talks about what about using an electric menorah? Is that going to be bechlal the iser? Having an electric menorah of seven branch menorah. That was a shayla that was asked to him. And he felt that wouldn't be usser because the menorah on the base of Mikdash had oil and a psilim, it had wicks and oil. That wouldn't be the same thing. And that would be li'kuva. Having, if there's no place for the oil to go or a candle to go, that would be li'kuva. So he felt it would be actually permitted. So bottom line, I don't know what's considered, it's an iser to people should be aware of. What point's considered shinoi, I'm leaving it as an open question right now. Ask your local rabbi. I'm going to find out hopefully this week to give that person an answer soon. But that's this point. So hopefully the next couple of weeks we're going to learn some topics. I don't know what yet on Hanukkah. Feel free to make suggestions, but that's moving forward.